Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving just a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. In the middle of a chapter that's dealing with the contrasting and comparing of Moses and Jesus, showing that Moses was certainly amazing and faithful, and yet Jesus is so much superior. And the writer's point in general is that since the Israelites were expected to be obedient to Moses' message, and in their rebellion they were, it was a very serious matter, then how much more serious it is that we must be sober before the words of Jesus and take seriously the fact that if we reject it, we'll be rejecting God, no less. So here in Hebrews chapter 3, we're in verse 12 now, and he's getting to where he's urging action upon the people he's writing to. And he says, "See to it, brothers," and of course, I'm sure he also includes the women in the congregation here, so we must read it as brothers and sisters, really, but in the original language, "See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." Now, here he is saying it's time for you to be sober and think about your reaction to what you've heard about what happened to the Israelites, how serious it was in their rebellion, they all died in the desert, and to take to heart the fact you must be obedient to Jesus, not drift away, as it talks about in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Of course, historically, the Israelite hearts in the Old Covenant were always going astray. And do our hearts go astray? Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a tendency to straying. That's why we need close one-another relationships, which is what he's beginning to get into here in these verses. An unbelieving heart is a very real possibility for any follower of Jesus Christ. The writer must be addressing a historical situation in the church that this was happening or in danger of happening, and if it was in danger of happening or actually happening in the first century, there is no reason to suppose that we do not have the same challenges today. Let's look at a few of these words here. Unbelieving here, a sinful unbelieving heart. The word unbelieving is apistia in the Greek. It's a word that involves disloyalty, not just a passive failure to believe, like just, I don't think I'll believe, but real disloyalty. We hate it when people are disloyal. The word turns away in verse 12 there is the Greek word apostanai, which means withdrawing. It's the root of our word apostasy. It's not so much a falling, so much as a decisive position of rebellion. I am going to rebel. I'm going to turn away. I'm not just sort of drifting away, but I'm turning. The verse ends here with the living God, turning away from the living God. In the Greek, there is no the. So it reads, "See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from living God." In other words, it emphasizes, makes a point of the fact that he is living. He's not dead. He's not passive. God notices the state of our hearts and our lives, and it matters to him because he loves us. So to his readers, the writer is saying, don't return to Judaism. God has shown a better way, like the better land found by the spies compared to the provision God was making for his people in the desert, I think. They had manna and quail, but in the promised land, so much better. And we have this as people of the new covenant. If the rebellion against Moses was bad, then rebellion against Jesus must be far worse, since he has been shown to be so superior to Moses. Is a return to Judaism so bad? After all, they worship the same God. Well, as F.F. Bruce says in his commentary on this passage, a relapse from Christianity into Judaism would be comparable to the action of the Israelites when they turned back in their hearts unto Egypt. It would not be a mere return to a position previously occupied, but a gesture of outright apostasy, a complete break with God. For those who had never been illumined by God's final revelation of himself in Christ, Judaism provided a means of access to God, shadowy and imperfect as it might be. But for those who had received the illumination of the gospel, to renounce it in favor of the old order, which the gospel had superseded, was the irretrievable sin, the sin against light. He wants them to keep their relationship with God and not to lose it. Let us be sober with that too today. We'll go on to the next verse tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at nwlcc.org or email me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can also find us in iTunes under MCCX in Podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.